This exercise is called Who is Hungry in There? It's an exercise in which we assess the 9 different kinds, or 9 different aspects, of hunger. This exercise helps you be aware of the many different signals that are coming in from your body, heart, and mind as you sit down to eat. You were aware of these signals as an infant and a young child. Through this practice, you will relearn how to be aware of these internal signals. Then you will be able to make a conscious decision about what to eat and how much to eat. It can bring you a sense of relief to be more aware and thus more in control of your eating. Preparation. For this exercise, you will need to sit down with some food in front of you. The amount of food doesn't matter. It could be a whole meal or one cracker. You might start with a time you are eating alone, so you don't feel awkward about doing this at first. It could be breakfast time at home, or a snack at work, or a meal in a restaurant. This is the most important exercise in this book. It is the essence of mindful eating. Please do this exercise at least once a day, until it becomes second nature. Each of the 9 hungers is associated with a different part of the body. In mindful eating, before we eat or drink, we look inward and ask each of these body parts if it is hungry. If the answer is yes, then we ask that part how hungry it is on a scale of 0, not interested at all, to 10, famished. The parts of the body we look at are the eyes, the sense of touch, the ears, the nose, the mouth, the stomach, the body, or the cells, the mind, and the heart. Begin this exercise by sitting down with some food in front of you. Take a deep breath and relax a bit. Before you begin eating, we're going to assess the 9 types of hunger. First, you investigate eye hunger. Take the food in with the eyes. Look at the colors and shapes of the food. Notice surface textures and areas of light and dark. Now you ask the eyes how hungry they are for this food. On a scale of 0, not interested, to 10, I want to eat it right now, how would you rate your eyes' hunger? Do you have a number? Next, you assess touch hunger. In many countries, all solid food is eaten with the hands. Even in the U.S., there are certain foods we enjoy eating with our hands. Pizza, fried chicken, toast. The texture of food in our mouth is also important. Chips or crisps should crunch. Pudding should be creamy. These are aspects of what we call touch hunger. Pick up some of your food, a bit of bread or lettuce, one piece of cooked vegetable, or a piece of fruit. Notice textures and temperatures. Squeeze it a little. What do you notice? Now rate touch hunger on a scale of 0, don't eat it, to 10. Eat it and more. Now you will assess ear hunger. The sound of our food can also be important. Think of crunchy carrots. Hold a bit of food up to your ear. Squeeze it. Does it make a sound? If it's something crisp, break it and listen to the sound. Based upon what you hear, how would you rate your ear hunger on a scale of 0 to 10? Next, you assess nose hunger. Smell the fragrance of the food. You may have to lean down or pick up the plate. Don't be embarrassed. Then move away to refresh your nose and then sniff again 2 or 3 times. Now assess nose hunger on a scale of 0 to 10. Do you have a number? We move on now to mouth hunger. Before you actually eat this food, can you tell how hungry the mouth is to taste it? Is your mouth giving you any signals? Put your awareness in the mouth and rate mouth hunger from 0, not interested, to 10. I'll eat it all right now. After you take a bite, you can rate mouth hunger again. Next comes stomach hunger. Move your awareness into your stomach, wherever you feel your stomach to be, and feel and rate how hungry the stomach is right now. Is it sending you any signals? How full or empty is it? Is the stomach not interested, a 0? Or is it telling you it is starving, a 10? We move on to body hunger. As you look at this food, can you investigate how hungry your body, the cells of your body, are just now? Put your awareness in the whole of your body. Rate the body's hunger from 0 to 10. Next comes mind hunger. Can you hear what the mind is telling you about this food or this meal? Remember that the mind often speaks in should eat or should not eat phrases or commands. How much does your mind want you to eat this food? Rate mind hunger on a scale of 0, should not eat it, to 10, must eat it now. Finally, we investigate heart hunger. Ask your heart how hungry it is for this food. Heart hunger is related to feelings. Do you feel any emotions, or do you have any memories arise when you look at this food? Rate heart hunger on a scale of 0 to 10. For example, 0 might be, I will not feel happy if I eat this. I might even feel anxious. And 10 might be, this food makes me feel comfortable and at ease. Before you start eating, you also might investigate thirst. On a scale of 0 to 10, how thirsty are you right now? Okay, now that you've assessed the 9 hungers and you've assessed thirst, you are ready to begin eating and drinking. Halfway through your meal, stop again and do a quick assessment of the 9 hungers. Eyes, touch, ear, nose, mouth, stomach, body, mind, and heart. Assess thirst again. Then when you finish the meal, pause for a moment and do the assessment again. At this point, you might want to turn off the audio recording and begin eating. Remember to do the assessment of the 9 hungers halfway through and at the end of the meal. If some of these questions make no sense, or if you don't feel a certain response when you ask about a certain hunger, don't worry. Just ask the questions and be open to any answer that might or might not arise. If you practice assessing the 9 aspects of hunger, you will learn to do this assessment quite quickly. In fact, someone sitting at the table with you might not even notice. Once you learn to investigate who inside you is hungry and make it a regular routine to stop and do this exercise before you eat, then you can make a more informed decision about whether to eat or not. If you remember to do it halfway through the meal, and especially before taking second helpings, it can be very helpful in adjusting the amount of food you eat to your body's actual needs. Only food or drink will satisfy stomach and cellular hunger. However, there are many alternatives to food for satisfying the other 7 types of hunger. If we want to feel satisfied and eat the appropriate amount, we must learn to take food in through all the sense doors, becoming awake to the color, the fragrance, the texture, the taste, the temperature, and even the sound of our food. And if we want to be content in this moment and to be nourished by whatever comes into our life, we must also find ways to feed not only our body, but also our heart.